Hi, welcome to the Small Words Podcast. It's glad to talk to you again as you listen to the sound of my voice. You see, today's episode, I just want to connect with you. I want to open your eyes to some certain things that you have not taken, you have not put too much attention in. I'm going to be talking about Which Way Nigeria. That's the topic for today's episode. Which way Nigeria? Which way? Which way are we going to? Where are we going to in this country, bro? Some people just sit down and just think that, God, this country I'm in, everything is just bad. Now people ask for money. Everybody are looking for money. There's no money on ground. That's what they say. There's no money. Our mouths are dry. But have we sat down? Like, did we really think about things that baffles us, that disrupt the country? No, we haven't talked about it. I'm talking about the issue of kidnapping, which is rampant now. They are kidnapping people everywhere, asking people, kidnappers asking for ransom, pay 2 million, pay 3 million, some people save. The money they even called for them to give, they don't have it, they cannot afford it. You can't enjoy that smooth traveling that you have always wanted to. You can't, brother, sister. You are in the bus, you are afraid. That those people should not come out from the bush. They should not come out. They should not even capture me. God, that fear is in you. But no, people have not talked about it. Some people have talked about it. They have talk. They don't know what to say again. Some people died on the matter. Some people actually laid their life for this current issue that we are facing. We are blaming our government. We are blaming our leaders. See, we asked to write an article on the current issues of Nigeria, the issues that are facing Nigeria, that Nigerians are facing. And I took that pen, I took that paper, and I began to write. And something entered my mind. I thought about it. I was like, okay, we have different issues. We have social, political, economic issues. These issues are the ones that have been biting us, that have been eating us. They say if the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do? Our government, our leaders are there enjoying their lives while we are here suffering. And I picked the issue of social issue, the social issue, unemployment leads to poverty. Brother, sister, that unemployment, if it leads to poverty, what do you think people will do? You don't have money to take care of yourself. You can't afford those basic needs. And you sit down. What do you think you want to be doing? Nothing. Some people will not think properly. Some people will die because there's no money. Hunger. Tell me, those people, won't they go to the streets? Won't they go to the bush and start kidnapping people for money? Just sit down and think about it. Those social issues that we face are issues that we have neglected in the past. We'll be like, let's just push down on one side. And it keeps on growing and growing, and it leads from one category to another one. It starts going, and it's affecting us, eating the root of our economy. Brother, sister, let's be wise. You can make a change. I'm not saying you should do community service. I'm not saying you should go to the bridge and start sweeping. You can actually do something. You see, most of those children in school, those thugs that you see nowadays in the bus everywhere, shouting, those thugs, they were once in school. They had dreams of becoming doctors, lawyers, footballers. But their dreams were cut short. Why? Because of the things that people say, because of the way the country are. Some of them will be like, Nigeria cannot be better again. And those children, they'll be like, I'm suffering myself. I'll finish school now if I come out now. Where is the work that is waiting for me? They take to the streets and they start misbehaving. And later you see them, you'll be like, these people, their mother did not train them well. Those people had dreams. They have dreams of becoming what they want to become. But those the issues in Nigeria has cut their glory short. It's not supposed to be like some people just sit down and say bad things about the country. Nigeria cannot be better again. Why? Why did he talk to someone that they insulted like that? Do you think the person will go far? No. But you say that to the country, knowing fully where you are living in the same country. And when you begin to talk about it, you say, corruption is the order of the day. Corruption is the order of the day. Nigeria cannot be better. You start abusing them, start swearing. Do you think it will not affect them? Let us be wise. Let us be wise. Let us sit down and think. I can make a difference. I can make a change. I'm making a change talking to you. I'm trying to impact you, trying to tell you you can develop Nigeria. We have good people, we have influential people that came from Nigeria. Those people that stayed in the country and fought for it. They don't have to go to America to make it in life. They made it in their own country. Plenty of people, should we start mentioning names? They are too much, you can't count. Sister, you can make it in this country. You don't have to travel abroad. That Yahoo that you are doing, that thing that you are doing, you can actually make it without doing those stuffs. How can you make a change? Pray. Pray for Nigeria. You don't have to be told to pray for Nigeria. Pray for your country. You are shouting, no money. There's no money anywhere, actually. It's true. But at least, have you ever sat down and have you prayed for Nigeria? Have you used that quiet time that you have to pray for yourself and Nigeria? Some people be like, I've not even prayed for myself. In this Nigeria I want to pray for? No. Put Nigeria in your prayer. Your prayer can go far. They are not seeing it, but God is seeing it. God is blessing you and God is blessing Nigeria. Don't talk bad about Nigerians. You see those people outside, they'll be like, Nigeria is a corrupt country. We are making them feel that way. We are making them see that way, that we are corrupt. And it's actually not our fault. It's our leaders' fault. Our leaders, they are at fault. Our government is bad. But sister, there are some things that we need to be blamed for too. We don't have to put all the blames on the government. Our leaders will be there saying that we are trying to perform our own duty, we are trying to do our best, but the citizens are not adhering. They don't want to give us their best too. Sister, giving your best, put your best. Let Nigeria, let God know that you have given your best, you have put in your best. I'm just trying to talk to you. I'm trying to impact you with the knowledge. Try to open your eyes. Let's be wise, sister, brother, mother, father. Let us see through. It's not everything that we argue. It's not everything that we fight upon. Fine, we have issues that we are facing. I pray that none of us will get kidnapped. I pray that you listen to the sound of my voice as you make a change. You try to make a change. Make a difference. Let people know you are a Nigerian. Don't be afraid. Don't be shy. Don't be ashamed of who you are. God brought you to this country for a reason. God brought you to that family, those Nigerian parents, for a reason. And when you think about the issue of the country, the next thing you say is, I wish I was not born in this country. No, you can make a difference. You are black. Some people are actually looking for this color. They want to be black. They want to feel among. Yes. Try, brother, sister, try to make a difference. Change begins with you and me. Let us make the change. Let people see the change in us. I hope I've been able to open your eyes. I hope I've been able to convince you and not to confuse you that you can actually make a change. Those issues, we pray that God solves them. Thank you. And until I come your way next time, I remain small word, your faithful and loyal podcaster. Stay safe. Remember to wash your hands with soap and water. And maintain social distancing during this corona period. I pray none of us will be found wanting. Thank you and goodbye.